This is our second shiur on the Bayim Basra Gani Tafshiyat Gimel. And I suppose we could say it's the easier shiur. Even though we're learning Perek Hei, and everybody thinks Perek Hei is hard, Perek Hei is hard, but it's not the hard part of this Maimed. The hard part of this Maimed is Perakim Beis Gimel and Dalet, which we learned last time, and I'm still not sure if I told it to you correctly. I mean, I think it over. I feel like this is the first time I ever understood this Maimed. Honestly, I'm not sure if I understood it correctly. But Diuk. What the Rebbe does in this Maimed in the first half, and I'm repeating, is something very unusual. Very unusual. He lumps Yidden and Goyim together. When was the last time he saw that? He puts Goyim and Yidden together. And he says, there's Klipa and there's Shtus. Klipa God created. Klipa at its worst, at its lowest, is a Lakad Lakai. Klipa at its worst and at its lowest, to use the Lashon of the Maimed, believes in Mamali Kalamim. It believes that the Eibishter gives him life. Doesn't have to be totally bottled to the Eibishter. It could be a Metzias Bifnei Atzmei. Just like Mamali Kalamim is limited, Mislabish and Kalim, like it says on top of page Chof. Klipas, God created it. We're talking now about Cholish Klipas at Meyas Agamri. Our good buddy, the Yitush, from Tanya Perich of David. Yitush Kodmach, yes? Is a Lakad Lakad. In Avedis Shtus. And as I told you in the last Maimed, and this is also one of the controversies of the Shir, and my Moker is page Chavav, Ruach Shtus is Aveda, period. That's the gang. Although we suggest that Ruach Shtus could be by a Shegig as well. Varaya, the source of Ruach Shtus, is from Karbonis, Nefesh Kisechta Tva, and Karbonis is on a Shegig. But it seems that the Maimed is going in the Derech, the Ruach Shtus is an Aveda. Why is it an Aveda? You're going against the Ratz and the Eivishter, and to do that you got to be a fool. In Perek Vav, the whole Perek explains Ruach Shtus by Taivas Heter, not by Taivas Yisid, which defies what I just said. And frankly, I'm not sure what's Perek Vav doing in this Maimed. I don't understand. Honestly, I don't know what to do with it. But it seems that the gang of this Maimed is Shtus is an Aveda. And because Shtus is an Aveda, it's worse than a Klipa. But by putting Yidden and Goyim together in a lump and saying, Klipa is a Lakad Lakaya, and a Yid and a Goy who does an Aveda, Ruach Shtus is even Aveda Zara, which is worse than Alakad Alakaya, Tzricha Limud, that shouts at you and says, how could you do this? So I explain to you the following, that this Maimer goes on the Yisod of the word Teva, and although it's not explicit in the beginning, it's implicit. Teva means a nature. A nature is both good and bad. A Teva is a limitation. A Goy has a limitation. What's his limitation? Like it says in the Rebbe's Hagor on page Chavches, a Goy cannot do an Aveda of Sheva Mitzvah Nenech only. That's where his free will, Sheva Mitzvah Nenech. When a Goy does an Aveda, it's Hepecha Teva of a Goy, which makes it Ruach Shtus. An animal cannot go against its Teva. Even the mosquito can go against Teva. A Goy could go against the Teva. And when he goes against its Teva, it's en other maybe elim keinichnas beruach shtus. It's lower than the Teva of the Goy. Al derech zeh, when a Yid does an Aveda, he's going lower than his Teva. And over here, when you say Teva, you mean Teva of the Nefesh HaBahamis, not the Nefesh HaLukis. Like it says in Tanya Perikhas, that the Nefesh HaBahamis of a Yid can indulge in Taivas Heter, cannot do Avedis. And Abayi said, this is how he lumps Yid and Goyim together. How could you put Yidden and Goyim together? Because we're talking about going lower than the Teva of your Nefesh HaBahamis. Although the Nefesh HaBahamis of a Yid is Klipas Nega, and the Nefesh HaBahamis of a Goy is Shosh, was Meis Lagamri, but they're a Lakod HaLakaya. And the Aveda is Shtus, lower than a Lakod HaLakaya, Aveda Zorah. And therefore, he lumps them together, it says a Yid is an Aveda, is going lower than the Teva of the Nefesh HaBahamis of Yid, of Lakod HaLakaya. Shtus, a Goyer does an Aveda, it's going lower than the Teva of his Nefesh HaBahamas, which is from Shosh Kubnei Sagambi, but by itself is. It's a Lakad Lakaya, and this is even Aveda, it's even Aveda Zara. Yes, sir. But the similarity between Yidden and Goyim ends there. And he goes to the next level. And he says, a goy has only one teva. Teva was nefesh abahamis. But you can't call it nefesh abahamis, it's his nefesh. Why? Because the goy doesn't have another nefesh. He doesn't have a nefesh alakis. A goy is a behem. He's sholosh klipas meyaz lagamri, but mitzad his teva, he's a lakod alakaya, shitof tanav edizana. But a yid is another teva. And the second teva of a yid is a neshama. What does that mean, the second teva yid is a neshama? Now listen carefully to this point. This is common sense, but it's important that you get this. Every single thing in the world has a spark of God. A goy is a spark of God, an animal is a spark of God, a rock has a spark of God. The meaning of the word klipa is, I cannot access my spark. The meaning of kedusha is, I could uncover my spark. A goy's teva is a trap. He can never reveal his godliness. He's expected to keep Shabbat mitzvahs b'nei neach, or l'kod l'kaya, that's his parameter. A yid is a teva within the teva. The outer teva of a yid is where yid and the goy are more or less the same. L'kod l'kaya, klipa, I can't do whatever it is, a teva of nefesh abamis. Inside that teva, there's another teva. And that's the teva of a yid is a shtikal eibishter, a yid nishter vil nishter konven ugliz begetzachait, a piece of a lakus. And it's at this teva, fakar tibi meisen nefesh al kiddush Hashem, he'll die for the eibishter and so forth. And he says, even the biggest rasha and kalsha bakalim and peshi Yisrael, who will do a riba yaveris, when it comes to a matter of mesiris nefesh al kiddush Hashem, he'll be meisen nefesh al kiddush Hashem, he won't even do it. She'ein piv libei shoven. He won't even do avodah zarah and asafel lechutz. He won't even do avodah zarah and not mean it. A yid will die al kiddush Hashem. Why the teva of his neshama? Now the tricky part is how you go from teva to teva. We start off the maimir by saying that a yid and a goy are equal. So the teva of the nefesh abahamis. We suddenly start separating the yid from a goy. That a yid is the teva of nefesh alakis, which a goy doesn't have. Where's the transition? The transition is the idea that a goy is chitaini yisaratz, and then a yid is pnei yisaratz. A goy is chitaini yisaratz means he can't change himself. A yid is pnei yisaratz means he could change himself, and therefore could reveal his inner teva. So to make it short, what's ruach shtus heipcha teva? What's ruach shtus an aveira? What's ruach shtus heipcha teva? And there's two levels in it. The lower level is heipcha teva of nefesh abahamis, it's aveira zara. Heipcha teva of nefesh alakis, that a Jew can become separate from the Eibishter. So the Rebbe in Sif Hei starts to talk, what does it mean that a neshama is one with the Eibishter? What does it mean that a neshama is one with the Eibishter? What does it mean that a neshama is one with the Eibishter? And he starts off by saying in Sif Hei, he brings from Eitz Chaim from Kabbalah, that the neshama is called the Nitzutz Beirei, a spark of creation, which is called Yechida. And inside Nitzutz Beire, I'm sorry, Nitzutz Nivra, spark of creation, which is called Yechida. And inside the spark of Nitzutz Nivra, there's a Nitzutz Beire, which is called Yochid. Fancy language, boys, the Neshama has five names. The highest name of the Neshama is Yechida. The essence of the Neshama, which is higher even than the highest name, this is called Yochid. Now, why do you think this is? This is where the conversation starts. Why? Why do you have to say that the neshama is nitzutz nivra attached to his body? What's going to happen if the neshama is nitzutz body? Why do you have to say there's five levels to the neshama? The highest level of the neshama is called nitzutz nivra. Hidden inside nitzutz nivra is nitzutz body. And what's going to happen if you say that the yechida is nitzutz body? But let me preface. What is a nitzutz? Stress at the word nitzutz. What does nitzutz mean? A nitzutz is a spark. What do you know about a spark? What's a spark? When was the last time you were at a campfire? What's a spark? A little ball of red fluttering through the air that burns, 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 and dissipates. That spark is like oiv or like keli. That spark that you see fluttering out of the fire is like oiv or like keli. This is my question. I hear oiv. Does anybody say keli? Keli, why? No. Because when that fire goes out, a little piece of ash lands on your hand. That's why. A spark is not fire. A spark is a tiny piece of burning material. And I've told this to you on previous occasions. When the Sefer Yetzirah wants to speak a mashal of Caleb, what's the mashal it uses? Coals. Sometimes when Hasidics want to use a mashal of Kerem, they use the mashal of a spark. So understand that when the Eitz Chaim says, your Yechid is called Nitzutz, spark, you know why he's saying that? Because he wants to leak Neshama to Keli, not to Eir. On the very highest levels. Yechidah, what can be higher than Yechidah? Yechidah is Keli. Now, why do you think the Kabbalah insists on splitting up your essence of the soul into Nitzutz, Nivra, Nitzutz, Bayrei? The Neshama's highest level, a.k.a. Yechidah, is Nitzutz, Nivra, is a spark of the creation. Why do you think that is? Because he wants to argue that neshamas are kelim and not oir. Two reasons. Listen carefully. Reason number one, what is the very essence of a neshama? That he's a child of the Eibishter. He's not the light of the Eibishter, he's not the wisdom of the Eibishter, he's not the art of the Eibishter. He's a child. What do we know about children? What do we know about children? They're exactly like their parents, but they're separate. Who's closer to whom? An idea to a thinker or a child to a parent? Who's closer to whom? Light to a source or a child to a parent? What does it look like and what is it? Anybody's going to say a light is closer to a source than a child is to a parent. I mean, we know of children who've killed their parents. Are they shtetne nashi? The pashtas. An idea is closer to a thinker than, but underneath, at the very essence level, there's nothing closer than a parent and a child. You know why? They're the same. But they're the same as they become separated. A parent gives you the greatest thing his parents gave him. What's the greatest thing your grandparents gave your parents? Their free will. Their ability to separate from them. What is the greatest thing? They gave you their essence. You know what their essence is? That they're not wrapped around their parents' apron. What's the worst kind of psychological cripple? A child who loves his parents so much he never grows up. You have to become your own person. Where do you get that koyach from? Your very essence. Your very essence is, just like my parents are independent of their parents, I'm independent of them. In other words, you're so strongly connected to your parents that you even have the connection of separation. So when we say that the highest level of the neshama is a spark called yechidah, attached to a spark called yachid, why is the Kabbalah doing this? What would happen if the Kabbalah just said, your essence of the neshama is a spark of God? Why do you have to split the spark into two complicated things? It's very important that we say complicated things. Because this complexity makes the neshama, even on the yechidah level, separate from God. Now, stupid question. Is yechidah separate from the Eibishter or not? The yechidah will die for God. The yechidah will suffer torture for God. There's nothing yechidah wouldn't do for God. Is the yechidah separate from God or one with God? I don't speak sign language. The Yechidah is separate from God. But separate only in the sense that it's an entity unto itself. What is this separate entity called Yechidah? The Eibishter in a separate Metzias, a spark. When the Eitz Chaim says, your essence is Nitzitz Nivra Tash Nitzitz Boire. Why? Because the Eitz Chaim wants you to understand that your neshama, on the very highest levels, in the Lashon Arav, is Kelim and Arer. And that's good. Why is it good? Because by saying that your neshama, in the very highest levels, is Kelim and Arer, he's saying you are a person. You have free will. It may be that your free will is to die for the Eibishter, and even to be saved with the Nuyim Koshim Amadim, to be tortured for months, not to be Avraham Tzeinei Yisbarach, not to come differently to Shastra Shalach Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you're a being that's bottled to the Eibishter. It says in the Rebbe's Maimon, and Purim Tavshin, it came out in the Nalaf, you know, the Maimon that people call the Maimon with which the Rebbe killed Stalin. I mean, the Rebbe says in the Ha'ara, your Yechidah Sheb Nefesh can't separate from the Eibishter. Says Rebbe in Ha'ara, but this that the Yechidah Sheb Nefesh can't separate from the Eibishter is the free will of the Nisham. Make up your mind. If it can't separate from the Eibishter, how is it free will? And if it's free will, it shouldn't be. You should be able to separate from the Eibishter. So I want to ask you a question. It says in Sfarim, "La'chlifam ba'uma acheres en yochad." The Eibishter made a bond with us; he'll never be able to defy it. Hashem will never trade us in for another nation. Does that mean Hashem can't, or Hashem won't? La'chlifam ba'uma acheres. Hashem cannot trade in Yidden for a different people. He's stuck with us. Yeah. Does he have choice or not? Of course he has choice. What does it mean he can't? It means he chooses not to. Yechidah Sheb Nefesh chooses to not have a choice when it comes to Mesirat Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem. This is a Haggah in the Maimer of Purim, which came out in Tavshin and Av, Tavshin Yud Gimel. The Maimer is printed from Mugid Dekim Maimer. Look at Chilik, okay? I can show you the Haggah inside. It's a radical Haggah. It's a very important Haggah, but it's a Menem Sangah there.
Can I ask what that means?
Well, what means?
The Neshama chooses to not be connected?
The Neshama chooses to not ever be able to separate itself from the Eivishter. Free will, David Gershon, doesn't mean options. Options exist in the world of strawberry and chocolate. Free will means freedom. Even if I have only one choice, I'm making that choice because of me, not because of God. God gave me freedom, and I choose God, not because I have another option, but because this is who I am. The long version of this will have to stay for a different time, but that's the Nekudas Adava. So understand, when the Rebbe starts off Pedekei, or Bir, or Inyan, and he brings the Eitz Chaim, which is nivra, and the Eifon and Slap Shezu, that the Nitzitz Beire and Nitzitz Nivra become one thing, and that all Jews share this. What is the Rebbe doing here? Why do we need all these words? The Rebbe wants you to understand that your Pintel Yid is not God. Your Pintel Yid is you that's one with God. It's you. It's not him. It's separate. It's Nivra. It's not Boire. Neshamas are Kele and not end. That's good. Because Kele means independent. Free will. I'm Hashem's child. I'm not his light. I'm not his Torah. I'm not his mitzvahs. I'm his child. As his child, I'm totally separate from him. And as his child, I have him in me. Ushneyem, Heim Janasim, Dovarecha. Three lines from the bottom. So the words need to, it's Boire, need to Nivra are very, very important. The bottom of Chafalov. Very, very important. Because what he's saying in these words is that you should understand the idea that Neshama is like a one with the Eibishter, but that oneness with the Eibishter is as a being that's one. Not like light is one with the source. Like a child is one with his father. It's a very, very huge difference. That's why you use the Lashon, Nitzitz Beit, Nitzitz Nivra. Now, but it's another thing. And this is the deeper point. This is the unwritten part of the Maimon. What does it not say here that you need to know? And that is, boys, that the Sheirish of Kelim is higher than the Sheirish of Eir. Just like the Sheirish of Guf is higher than the Sheirish of Neshama. So the Sheirish of Gashmi is higher than the Sheirish of Ruchnius. The Sheirish of Kelim is higher than the Sheirish of Eir. That's the second reason we use Nitzitz Nivra as opposed to just saying the spark of God.
Where is the Sheirish of
Ar? In Moir. With the Sheirish of Kelim? In Atzmos. Atzmos and Moir are very closely related, but they're two in Yonim. Okay, that's 2 points. 2 points. I'm going to say them again. Point number one: this spiel about it's nivra and it's boyd. It sounds like the Rebbe saying Kabbalah because he owes that Israel, you know, a debt. You know, but like I got these, I need his 5 lines. Well, who needs this? The whole Pedekei seems redundant. I mean, what's the Rebbe doing? He's squeezing in a little Kabbalah because he can't find another tzemach tzedek. You know, in every Basel Gan, you have to quote every one of the Rabbeim. So this is the tzemach tzedek. Who cares? Who needs Pedekei? We're talking about Ruchstus, but then Pimis, Chatanis, Akalim, Pimis, Akhtim. Who needs the whole business? It's very, very important. Because he wants to say 2 things. A, a neshama has a teva that he can't come cut from Mabishan. A neshama has a teva that'll be Mesa Nefesh Akidish Hashem. But this teva is not God, it's you. And how does he say it? By saying, you are not Nitzitz Eliki, you're Nitzitz Nivra, which is Nasim Tavrecha, but Nitzitz Bodhi.
We were created with this lesson.
Your essence, just like a child, is literally the same as his father, but he's separate from his father. You have free will. You know how you have free will? Because your father gave you his essence. So if your father gave you his essence, that means you're him. But now he's split into two. One free will has become 2 free wills. They're 2 free wills. That's what it means to split the essence. You're Nitzitz Nivra, you're not Nitzitz Beire. You're one with Nitzitz Beire, but you're a being. So you're Mesiras Nefesh. You're, you know, Nishter Vil, Nishter Konv, and Obgris of a Getlachai. The idea that a Jew will die al Kiddush Hashem and even suffer torture is you, it's not God. God gave you Himself, now it's yours. That's only because there's a separation. That's number one. But there's a number two. And the number two is the Sheder Shach Caleb is hiding Sheder Shach. That's why he explains neshamas come from Caleb, and specifically they come from Pnimiyas HaKelim. Now he had to say 2 things. When you look at Caleb on the outside, it looks limited. When you look a little deeper, You see that this limited keli has a higher shadish even than Ein Sof. But neshamas come from kelim and atzvaid. This is a constant. Neshamas come from kelim and atzvaid. There's a lot of controversies here, which I'm going to skip, because this is complicated enough. That's what he says. Now, boys. Next subject. Anybody want to make any comments? Ask any questions. A good buddy, Ak. Ever met Ak? Atlantic in Utica. He's an old man with a long cape, big beard. He waves to the cars. Ak. Malchus Ein Sof is the Manhattan Bridge, by the way. Okay. Ak means the first world. First world. What's a world? Light means vessels. But I want you to understand that the language of Ak is different than the language of the Holy Shtoshim. Pnimius Ak and Chitanius Ak is not the same thing as Pnimius Atzilus and Chitanius of Atzilus, or Pnimius of Brio and Chitanius of Brio, or even Pnimius of Kesa and Chitanius of Kesa. Ak, Pnimius and Chitanius is a very, very different language. Okay, and this is a bit problematic, because the way that Rebbe uses it here leaves me wondering. Ak is the only world that's defined by Naran Chai, by Nanach, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai. Atzilus is Nefesh Ruach Neshama. Chai is Makif. Ak is Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai. All four levels in Ak exist Begilui. Ak is Nefesh Ruach Neshama. That's Chitzenius Ak. Eidus and Kel, Nefesh Ruach Chai. What's Pnimius Ak? Pnimius Ak, as a rule, is called Atika de Le'ela Megogalta de Ak. There is something above Ak.
Can you say that slower?
Atik, which is higher than the Galgal, the skull of Ak, that's what it's called. Atika de Le'ela Megogalta de Ak. Pnimius Atik is what you would call Atmos of Ein Sof. Chitzonius Ak, it includes Nefesh, Yuch, Neshama, and Chaya. Pnimius Ak is Atmos of Ak. I'll explain to you what that means. Normally in a world, we talk about light and vessel. Revealed and hidden. Ak is light and vessels revealed and the hidden. Chaya means Seviv. Pnimius Ak is the Atmos of Elokus. How do I say this without giving you a long speech? I don't know how many of you know my language, but it's what I call the black light. There's three levels of light. There's the colored light, that's the Sfiris, Mamalok Olam. There's the white light, which is the Ein Sof, Sefer Kolam. And there's the invisible light, the black light, which is called, in the Maimon Basi Lagan, Yirav Etzem Avin Ein Sof. These three levels, the colored light, the white light, and the invisible light, are in the world of Kabbalah called Tzimtzum, Nogabaya Tzimtzum, and Le Nogabaya Tzimtzum Klo. Mamala Kalaman goes through the Tzimtzum. Sefer Kalaman is affected by the Tzimtzum. Atmos of Ein Sof is the same as it was within the Tzimtzum. It doesn't affect the Tzimtzum at all.
Shining without
it. It's not shining. It cannot shine. It doesn't relate. It's the essence of godliness that's manifest in Mishtavshlus. It doesn't shine. It's not revealed, it's not hidden. It's Lamayla Megedda Helen Begili. Pnimius Ak is really not Nishtalshimus. Normally, you speak about Pnimius and Chitonius, it's a lower Madrega Nishtalshimus, a higher Madrega Nishtalshimus. In Ak, the words Pnimius and Chitonius mean different things than they normally mean. Because in Ak, the words Pnimius and Chitonius mean different than they normally mean, the question that all of you are asking falls away. Let me tell you what you're all asking, because you're asking it of me. We want to say that kelim come from, I'm sorry, that neshamas come from Pnimius Ak. And then proceed to say, Sfiris are Pnimius Ak, and neshamas are Chitonius Ak. Make up your mind. We want to say that neshamas come from Pnimius Akelim. Nice idea. But the next sentence we say, well, neshamas come from Chitonius Ak, Sfiris come from Pnimius Ak. The answer is, boys, Pnimius Ak is not like the Pnimius, Chitonius Ak is not the same thing as Chitonius of Atzilus. Chitonius of Ak could mean Pnimius Akelim. Chitzenius Ak means Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Eres, and Kelim together. That's Chitzenius Ak. Pnimius Ak is the Atzmus of Ak. Now the problem I have is that the Lashon that he uses, that Mechtav HaSvidus is Pnimius Ak, and Mechtav HaNeshama is Chitzenius Ak, I don't know what to do with that. Because Svidus are also Chitzenius Ak. But then they're a little bit higher. Svidus, what's a Svira? In simple Kabbalah, what's a Sfina? Eden Keli. Primus Akh doesn't have Eden Keli. But the answer to the question that you've all asked me, in other words, without going into the other complexities and controversies, is Chitzonius Ak is not the same thing as the rest of Ishtalos. Chitzonius Ak is Primus Akhela. Why is it called Chitzonius? Because in the world of Ak, we use the words Primus and Chitzonius differently than we do throughout Seyyidin Ishtalos. Throughout Seyyidin Ishtalos, Chitzonius means Chitzonius Akhela. And in Ak, Chitzonius simply means Giloy, or possible Giloy, as opposed to the Atzmus of Eitzaf, which is called Primus Ak. So the thing that's important for you to get, I'm not asking you to understand it because I'm not really explaining it. When we talk about Ak, the language is different. Pnimius Ak is Bechlal not a world. Chitzonius Ak is what we normally call Pnimius of a world. And therefore, when you say Neshama has come from Chitzonius Ak, that means Pnimius Akelim. You just got to understand. It's pushed at the matter of language. More specifically, let's break it up. More specifically, he says that Mechzav Neshames is Levush LaMechzav Asfidus. Neshames are lower than Sfidus. Neshames are lower than Sfidus. Now, this is already easier to understand because this you already have in the Gezekedish Simachov. You know why Neshames are lower than Sfidus? Neshames are lower than Sfidus because in a Sfida, the Oid is one with the Keli. Iva Chayeichad, Iva Gamayichad. Neshames are called Yosef and Ifrit. They don't want to be one with the Oid. You know why? Because the neshama is one with the oil, and finish the sentence. Has no free will. When it says here that the neshama is lower than kelim, that's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. Kelim are one with oil. Kelim one with oil is just like his davik and the ebishter. Kelim davik and the ebishter, free will's out the window. Neshama's being from levush lemechzav asvidis means that although the neshama's come from pnimius akelim, they come from that aspect of Pnimius HaKelim, which is not so one with Oyer that it shouldn't have free will. That's what this means. In other words, just like we explained using the words Yechida, we said Nitzitz Nivra, not Nitzitz Boire. Why are we doing that song and dance? We're doing that song and dance to explain the Shamas come from Kelim because they're separate, they have free will. When you talk about Ak, he repeats the same song and dance. The Shomas come from Chitain Yisak. Chitain Yisak means Pnim Yisak Kelim. But Levush Lemechsev Asfidus. Somehow it's that aspect of Pnim Yisak Kelim, which is the Shaykhast Elimus. And again, for the fancy people in this room, and you're all fancy, the Shomas come from what's called, technically speaking, Pnim Yis of Chitain Yis HaKelim. Okay, I'll give you the long version of this. No explanation will be forthcoming. He's going to have to trust me. Pnim Yis of Pnim Yis HaKelim is Ois Yis HaToyroh. Torah has no free will last time I checked. Chitzonius of Pnimius HaKelim is mitzvahs. Mitzvahs have no free will last time I checked. Neshamas are Pnimius of Chitzonius HaKelim. So on the one hand they're godly, on the other hand free will. Malachim are Chitzonius of Chitzonius HaKelim. That means klipa. Malachim cannot change themselves. Malachim cannot grow. Malachim have no free will. Malachim are what God made them to be. In other words, the neshamas are in the perfect position. Levush lemechzav asfidus is not bad. It's better than good. I'm close enough to God to be godly, far enough from God to be me. Mechzav asfidus is so close to God, his whole identity is the other. Mechzav aneshamas is a levush. So what the Rebbe says about Ak, neshamas come from chitonius Ak. And chitonius Ak really means pnimius akelim. In other words, relikus. It's a song and dance. It's a bit of a spiel. What you need to extract from all this is neshamas are close enough to lakus to be a lakus, far enough from lakus to be themselves. That's the fact of levush lemechzav asfidus. And in its source, the sheidish on neshamas is higher than everything. In other words, the fact that it comes down as kelim means that the sheidish is higher than everything. That's what it says in Peidik Hey, more or less. What have I just told you in short, repeated words? That neshamas come from kelim, or pnimis kelim, but they're designed to be godly and separate. Nitzot nivra, and in Ak, it's that they come number one from chitzonius Ak as opposed to pnimis Ak, and specifically in chitzonius Ak itself, levush lemechzav asfidus, a chitzonius of chitzonius Ak, which is like I told you before, it's the pnimis of chitzonius kelim. If you're a capitalist, keeping score at home, okay, that's what's going on here. That's the pshat of the Kabbalah. The oimek of it is that this idea that the neshama comes from kelim in a way that it's separate, but at the same time is godly, is that the sheirish of the neshama is an atzmos, higher than eirin, higher than keli, and just in hishtalshlus, the neshama looks lower than the sfidus, in atzmos, the neshama is sheirish, is higher than the sfidus. And he explains it. This is a simple explanation. It's got the explanation he gives here on page Chobeis. We had in the Avyayim Simchas combination above the morning maimer, like tipo. You have a shaykhah not just to Pnimius Eid, but to Atmos Eid. This is Hezbir. I'll leave it for the philosophers. I'm not going into it. This is what it says in Peirik Hei. In Peirik Hei, it says, your Nisham is one with God. That's why it's Mes Nefesh Yedidus Hashem. But it also says, your oneness with God doesn't mean you don't have choice. So when a Jew exercises Mesiris Nefesh Yedidus Hashem, on the one hand, it's completely his nature. On the other hand, his nature is a choice. One more time.
What's the free choice that he has?
That when he's Maisa Nefesh, it's not the Abish to be Maisa Nefesh to him, it's him. It doesn't mean he has options. It means he has freedom. And he gives a very interesting mashal to illustrate this. When is a bris? When is a bris milah? On the eighth day. So I'm going to ask you a kasha he doesn't ask. Why on the eighth day? To tie the Nishtalos, yeah? Make it on the first day. The first is also Hayden Ishtashlos. Just like eight is above everything, one is also above everything. In fact, eight is above everything but above seven. If you wanted to demonstrate how bris is higher than everything else, do it on the first day. Why on the eighth day? And the answer is, because it comes after seven. Comes after a Shabbos. So he says, why are we doing that? You're doing a bris, which is higher than everything, not on the first day, but on the eighth day, because you wanted to pass over Shabbos. What are you doing by postponing the bris till the eighth day? The Rebbe says, you're doing two things. You're demonstrating that the bris is higher than Ishtashalos, and that the bris, which is higher than Ishtashalos, is connected to Ishtashalos. To use the language of this mind, you're demonstrating that a neshama is a piece of the Eibishter, and its being a piece of the Eibishter is its own piece of the Eibishter, not the Eibishter. That's the hezbeh, that's the mashal that it gives to explain this idea. Now moving on to Sifrei, to the fourth. I just chazed, and really, I really explained to you the essence of Sifrei as I understand it. Again, the point of Sifrei is to explain the teva of the neshama. Repeat again, our maimer talks about two concepts of teva. A teva where yid and a goy are equal, beginning of the maimer. A teva which only a yid has and a goy doesn't have. A teva of a yid that he's willing to die for God, he can't help himself. But that this teva of a yid that's willing to die for God is not God dying through the yid. It's the yid dying for God. It's your freedom. And he demonstrates that point by bringing Pedekei into the Bible. So now, boys, for two reasons, a Jew should never do an Aveda. The teva of his nefesh of a hamis doesn't allow an aveda. This teva of his nefesh of a kiss doesn't allow an aveda. And last time I checked, I met one Jew who once did one aveda. How could it be? Nefesh kisach tetzvo. If it's the teva of his nefesh of a hamis can't do an aveda, and teva of nefesh of a kiss for sure can't do an aveda, half of a Jew does avedas. And the answer is a good buddy roshtos. Now, this is complicated. We explain that roshtos means an aveda. That's the whole point of this maimer. But in Peirik Vav, Ruach Shtus suddenly becomes Taivis Heter. And you scratch your head and say, Rebbe, what are you doing? You caused me problems. I decided what you meant, and you meant something else. That didn't sound right somehow, yeah? So the boy said, I want to tell you a svara. In other words, I'm about to tell you a pshat simbo, but I want to make this very clear. What I'm about to say is conjecture. It's an opinion. It doesn't say this is my befeirish. In Kuntres Omayin, the Rebbe Rashab asks a klotz kasha. The question that's so stupid you're embarrassed to ask it. If a Yid's Nefesh HaBahamis, Yid's Nefesh HaBahamis can't sin, why did you sin? If a Yid's Nefesh HaBahamis, if a Yid's Nefesh HaBahamis, my animal soul can't sin, not my Neshama can't sin, not my Teva of Nitzitz, Boyd, Nitzitz, Nidr, all that fancy stuff, Pnimi Tzakein, Levush Lamech of Sfidus, I don't know all those exotic words. If my nefesh of Bahamas can't do an aved, how's the Jew do an aved? And I've said to you before, I know one Jew who did one aved in his life. Just met one. How could it be? This question is asked in Kuntres Omayin. Did anybody ever learn Kuntis Amai? So what's the answer? Did anybody ever, what's the answer? Maimir Beis Pei Nekav, the beginning of the second Maimir. The answer that the Rebbe Hashem gives is Taivis Heter. No Jew can sin, but it can be worn down. How do you wear a person down? Enjoy permitted Taivis. The Gemara speaks of B'loz Ben Aruch. B'loz Ben Aruch was the greatest of Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. B'loz Ben Aruch moved to Florida. That's it. He wasn't called Florida. He went to a place where people lived a good life. That's it. He was still B'loz Ben Aruch. He was still the great Tana. But instead of people sitting on the edge of their seat, they sat back in their chair. Instead of people sitting on a hard seat, they were sitting on upholstered seats. And instead of drinking hot tea, they drank tasty wine. What's wrong? And the Chazal tell us that the tafnugim gashmiim, the indulgence in materialism, made him lose his edge. And instead of saying hachedesh azel lachem, he said hachedesh oyoliba. Hachedesh and hachedesh is a tiny piece at the back of the dalet. Hazer and hoya is a tiny piece at the bottom of the zayin. Lachem and libam is at the back of the chof. He added a little dot. He took the dot from the dalad of Achedesh, made it into Achedesh, and moved it to the chof of Lachem, became Liba. Achedesh, the Lachem means the first mitzvah and Teira. Achedesh, Liba means your heart is Achedesh, is deaf. What does that prove? The holiest man, when he indulges in materialism, we're not talking about sin, becomes dense. So it says in Kuntos Amayin, how do you do an Aveda? Impossible. It's impossible not because it's against the Teva of Nefesh HaLakis. It's impossible because it's against the Teva of your Nefesh HaBahamis. And the Tedet says Nefesh HaBahamis knows that. So he comes to you with fresh pizza made in Borough Park, not in Crown Heights. It's not tasty enough. And that's the Pshat HaPerek Bo. He says, Taiv is Heter is Ruach Shtus. But I thought Ruach Shtus is Avedis. Yes, Ruach Shtus is Avedis. But how do you get to Avedis? Pizza with extra cheese. You want to be a Hasidish Bocher, you have to do iskafia, period. I'm not saying she's bread without margarine. But if every time you want something, Bagash means you give it to yourself. You can't. It's a contradiction. Chassidus brings the Sefer Arche Sadikim from the Rishonim. We don't even know the name of the Machabe. Some people say Rashi with Arche Sadikim. Like fire and water cannot cohabit, so can fire of Taivis and fire of Eitz Hashem can't cohabit. They can't be together. They're basically in conflict. They're fundamentally in conflict. So Peirik Vav is talking about Taivis Heter. Not because Taivis Heter by themselves is Ruach Shtus. Ruach Shtus taka means the Naveira. But Taivis Heter is the threshold. Taivis Heter is the stepping stone. Taivis Heter is the shot to go into Taivis Yisrael.
But if you can't do it, have a sister, how is that studied all together?
Because when you do Taivis Heter, you become less sensitive. Less sensitive, the abhorrence, the hatred for the Aveda becomes weaker and weaker. And you could slip into it.
But it's against the whole
but you have to be sensitive to be accessing that nature. When you become more crude, that nature becomes hard for you to feel. The abhorrence for an Aveda, like a person doesn't want into fire. Yeah? A person has no nerves, he can touch fire, doesn't care. It's destroying him, he doesn't feel. So he says, the Chazal tell us, being materially taikif, strong physically, is the weakness of the neshama. So he right away explains, tukva dukufa doesn't mean a healthy body versus a sick body. Why? He brings to the Baal Shem Tov, to bring every Rebbe. The Baal Shem Tov says, ozev tazev ima, you gotta be healthy. The Mesitcha Magid said to his son, the holy angel, on his deathbed, aklei lechli in guf is a groyshet lechli in the neshama. You see the Yiddish? This is old Litvish Yiddish. Lechali is with a ches and groysher is with a shin. A small hole in the body is a great hole in the soul. So the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid both say, be healthy is not the same thing as tukfa d'gufa. Being healthy is like avodas Hashem, who is a number. Tukfa d'gufa means taivis. Not taivis, he said. Taivis heter. What's wrong with taivis heter? It's kosher. What's the expression? If it's free, I'll take two. Can you do a sifat mention of Abedu? Because it desensitizes you. It makes you dense. You lose your chush. You lose your feeling spirituality. And he makes, 3 points. These three points are most interesting. Point number one, some taivis are achanisam moro. Some taivis are achanisam moro. You know what means taivis are achanisam moro? What happens to the food you eat? You eat food, what happens? Achanisam moro. But if you're an artist who draws pictures, or a musician who writes music, what's the achanisam moro? The lowest taivis is achanisam moro. Higher taivis is not achanisam moro. So what's wrong? All tainugim are connected. All pleasures are related. They're cousins. But there's a malach who picks and chooses between taivis. That malach keeps the best taivis for himself. And the rest of those taivis are his acharisam mora. You understand? They're his waste. So you're enjoying art and music, and you're saying, art and music is never going to be acharisam mora. See, you whisper in his ear, art and music, they're already mora. They're the acharisam mora of a malach. So it's taka, not like eating food, where it's acharisam mora to you. But compared to higher taivis, it's the mora of the acharisam of those malachim who are sifting and sieving amongst the taivis, keeping the ruchnis and taggis for itself. What's the waste? What's the fallout? What's the excretions from the malachim? This taiva gashmas. That's the second level. So the first level is taivis are acharisam mora. The second level is taivis is not acharisam mora, but it's the psalas of the malachim. And then there's a third point on top of page chavches. That's Pedek Vov. Let me repeat to you the premise. The premise that we established, and we're not sure if it's true, but we're going to be akshonim about it, is that this Maimer Ruach Shtus means an Aveda. Lower than Al Kodal Lakai Aveda Zora. Nuos of Shtus means an Aveda. So, how can we have a whole Pedek talks about Vodam Amatorim? Tivus had it. Taivis Heter, last time I checked, is not an Aveda. And the Teretz Rabbi Sayyid, because Taivis Heter is a stripping song. So Taivis Heter, as Taivis Heter, no big deal. Taivis Heter as a stepping stone to Taivis Isser becomes a Ruach Shtus. On the three levels that I just indicated, level number one, Acharisa Mora. Then level number two is the Pseilas of the Malachim. And level number three, Vuhuha Ikir, the more you indulge and permit in Taivis, the less chush you have in Ruach Shtus. Everybody knows this. That is, so it's the waste of the malachim. Malachim's waste. You know, there's an expression, a great chassid once walked in Peterburg. So much gashmias. It means more waste. Pasha to bras. I'm sorry about the visual there, but that's the point. So let's see if we can catch ourselves. Our maimer, Pedek Yud Gimel, Tav Yud Gimel, Pasper Gimel, Pedek on one word, the word shtus. What do we know about shtus? It's an aveda and it's hepecha teva. Two tevas. Tev nevashal bahamas, which a yid and a goy have in common. Tev of nevashal lakis, which only a yid has. But even the tev of nevashal lakis, it's not God functioning through you. It's you, nitzitz nivra, patimis hakelim, all the stuff I told you before. How do you come to shtus? And taivas iser, so the Rebbe anticipating vav through taivas het. So we have the sense of the maimon. Avedas are shtus. Avedas are shtus. The beginning of Aveda is Taivis Heter. Why is Aveda Shtus? It's against your Teva. How could you do an Aveda? So Perek Zayin, he explains to you the psychology of it. You lack Das. What is Das? Intelligence? Nope. Das is depth, maturity, connectedness. There are people in this world of an IQ of 160, and they're babies. Babies, babies. They can build atomic bombs. They can send rovers to Mars. And they have absolutely no sense of life. They're great at machines. They're great at technology. But they're not living people. They don't have relationships. They don't know what love is. They don't know what pain is. They don't know what suffering is. They don't know what kindness is. They're babies. They're people with an IQ of 95 that are so deep. So mature. Maybe 95 is a little low, but whatever it is. People... Das is not about intelligence. It's about depth. And they're not necessarily the same. You could be intellectually very average and be a very mature person. You could be intellectually very above average and be a little baby. A baby. You can always do an Aveda, Ruach Shtus. What's Ruach Shtus? I'm a baby. Need I explain? I'm a baby. The whole Judaism is a game. Ra'il heter, ra'il iser. I can find a heter for you. Eat chazer. I'll make it kosher. I'll salt it and I'll water it. I'll make it kosher. Don't worry, Eli. I mean, you can learn it. The lack of das, which is a psychological condition. It's a human condition. You can't necessarily change your das. And if you have to, you have to work very hard. To become from a baby a grown-up, if you're starting out at 25, it's kind of hard. I mean, when you're 6 months old, it's okay to be a baby. But das is a connection. When you have das, you don't sin. When you don't have das, you can know all the Torah. It's not so bad. Explanations. Chill. Remember they say in Teenageville? Chill. Relax. No big deal. And he says three madreges in das. Hiskashrus, hargosho, hakor. Hiskash means a sense of connection. Hargosho means I feel the connection. Hakor means I see the connection. Three levels. All of these three levels, even the lowest level, will stop you from sinning. If you have a sense of connection to God, you won't sin. If you feel a connection to God, you certainly won't sin. And if you have a clarity of God equivalent to seeing, you won't sin. But if you have no das, the Ruach Shtus has you a sitting duck. Babies don't sin automatically. Babies times Ruach Shtus sin automatically. The Ruach just wears you down. He starts with Taivas Heter. And he leads you to Taivas Yisir. And you allow yourself to be led because you lack depth, lack connection. Go ahead.
How do you develop this depth?
On some level, it's in nature. Honestly. Book in Tanya, chapter 3, the last 10 lines. Eat your heart out.
So if a person doesn't have it,
then you have to meditate. You have to spend a lot of time thinking, or a lot of upbringings, and think. Look what it says in the last 10 lines of Perek Gimel of Tanya. Read my modern on it. My mother from Alter Rebbe, Yom Kitzadim, explains to us. He said, and the result of all of this is Shtuz de Luyumazeh. What Shtuz de Luyumazeh? An Aveda. An Aveda. In this, Maimish Shtuz de Luyumazeh doesn't mean Taivas. Although he explained Taivas Heter in Perek Vav, Taivas Heter is a stepping stone. Look on page Chavav. Four lines in the top. To remove the shtus of the yom hazeh, you need shtus the kedusha. And he explains five lines in the top. The av shebet the klal tzadach lachas derechem tzoyis. Although normally you go in the middle, says the Rebbe zeh odavka shehalach kol yomov halach v'heilech. If you never did any avedas, walk in the middle. Avol kasher nato miderech zula k'tzei del yom hazeh. That means you did an aveira, which is ruach shtus, which is the essence of Peter Gimel of this maimed. Tzorech lintet l'k'tzei hasheni davke, which is shtus de kedush. And he brings the Teres HaMagid. This is what Baal Tshuva has to say. This is what I told you in yesterday's shiur, the first shiur. Peter Beis is about karbonis. Karbonis is about shegig. Klipas nega. Peirik Gimel is about shtus. What shtus? Shtus is a sin. What's a sin? It's unnatural. It's a natural level of my neshama hamis. It's a natural level of my neshama. How did I do it? A combination of a lack of das plus a slow wearing down from Taivas Heter to Taivas Yisr brings me to an aveda. That's shtus. And when I do a shtus, I can only combat shtus with shtus. That's a baal tshuva. He has to jump over. He has to be mesa nefesh mitzvah. And the Rebbe finishes, of course, as he always does in the early Basil Haganis, Perek Ches is devoted to Nasi Ador. The Koyches for all this avoid from the Rebbe, the Nasi. I don't know why he squeezes Aaron in here, Mitamol, Aaron and Moshe. What's Negea Aaron? I think he's squeezing in Aaron for the same reason he squeezes in Itzitz Nivra. Somehow it's connected to us being separate from the Abish that I don't know. The bottom line is Aaron and Moshe give us Koyches for these, which means you better do what the Rebbe says.